Well, you just heard Suzanne Bona and Richard Goring. And the great news I have to share with you right now is that you can also hear them in concert tonight, a concert called A Baroque Valentine. It will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Wilmington at 7:30. Joining them will be Barbara McKenzie Piano, the Talis Chamber Orchestra. We also have a wonderful Sunday brunch coming up here at WHQR. And there are a few tickets left for that. If you want to go to the concert tonight or to the Sunday brunch, join us here at the gallery, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. You do need to make your reservations for the brunch by 3 o'clock today, and it would probably be wise to get your tickets for tonight's concert by going to whqr.org as well. Now, I happen to have Suzanne Bona and Richard Goring right here in the studio for the next 10 minutes to tell you more about their work together as a performing duo and also talking about their concert tonight. You know Suzanne Bona already from hearing her on the air every Sunday afternoon at WHQR. She's the host of Sunday Baroque, but she's in town and her guitar picking partner is here as well. So, Suzanne and Richard, thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Us. What a pleasure to be here.
Now, you were just somewhere right before this. Were you performing elsewhere in town? I saw you come charging in the door with your flutes and guitars and everything.
We were rehearsing over at St. Paul's Episcopal Church where the concert will be. And wow, what a fantastic space that is.
It's beautiful with good acoustics.
Very good acoustics. And I'm so excited. Barbara McKenzie and I had a rehearsal in there as well. And she is just dynamite. What a wonderful player. I keep telling her, I look over and I see this broad smile on her face. We're just having a terrific time. I feel so fortunate.
When you find instruments that you resonate with and musicians that you resonate with like that, it's such a pleasure to get to play together.
Absolutely. That's how I feel about Richard, actually. We've been playing together for about, I'm going to say about a decade. I might be off by a year or two, but it's been about a decade.
Something like that.
We just kind of hit it off.
Let's start with Suzanne, how you became a flutist and how that became important to you, an important part of your life, and then we'll check in with Richard as well.
Well, you know, I was raised in a household. My parents were a little bit older. They were classical music aficionados, and they got me ballet lessons when I was about five or six, and then flute when I was eight, and I grew up in a great school district that had wonderful music program, and it just kind of proceeded from there. I was really fortunate to just kind of find my voice in my instrument, and we lived close enough to New York that they packed me up and put me on the train to take lessons down to New York City all by myself with my flute under my arm as a young teenager. I think back how crazy that would have been if I were the mom of a kid that young, but I was really fortunate to have very good training very early on and just kind of find my passion very early. So
good.
That's how I got into music.
Suzanne Bona, the host of Sunday Baroque, a flutist since the age of eight, and she'll be playing for us in a few minutes right here live in the studio, and she'll also be performing tonight at 7:30 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. Her partner in crime is Richard Goring. Richard, when did you begin to play guitar, and how did that sort of evolve for you?
Well, I'm a product of the Big Bang. Oh. I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, so that dates me right away, doesn't it?
I'm not even going to tell you how old I was when I watched them, you know.
Well, I won't tell you how old I was either, but it's all my father's fault. He said, Richard, come in here. You got to see this new group from England, and I think he's been shaking his head ever since. But anyhow, about 2 years later, my mother said, come in here, you got to see this. And it was those wonderful films of the Segovia masterclasses in Santiago de Compostela.
Oh, my.
So I wanted to do that. I realize these guys are playing bass and harmony. I mean, you don't need four guys. If you play classical guitar, you can do the whole thing. So my parents, again, very supportive. You know, I started classical guitar lessons at the conservatory in Cincinnati in the prep department and just never gave up, just kind of stubborn, I guess.
Well, good for you. And Segovia was the one, of course, that was this master guitarist, and he brought the guitar from the folk realm into the classical realm and brought new respect to the instrument and to guitarists. Now, you've been performing together for about a decade, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
And you, how did you meet? Where did you meet?
You want to tell? Go ahead.
I got a call from, I guess it was Suzanne, perhaps Naomi Lewin. Anyhow, they had volunteered to do a benefit for a cat rescue group in Cincinnati.
Excellent.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, yes.
Anyhow, they volunteered to do this, and I guess figured, well, we need some harmony because Naomi sings, and of course, Suzanne plays the flute. So I wound up doing that, and the rest, as they say, is history. Yep. It works.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It really works.
Wonderful. And of course, Naomi Lewin, the host of Classics for Kids.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Who we have on the air every Monday afternoon. Yep. Now let's take a little moment to have you perform a little bit for us.
Okay.
And at the concert tonight, it's called a Baroque Valentine, but there will be Baroque music, of course, but there'll be other kinds of music as well. Tell us what this piece is.
This is a piece by Celso Machado. He's a living Brazilian composer. And Richard, I don't know, is he a guitarist?
Yes, he is. He plays some other instruments too, but basically a guitarist.
He has a really good ear and a really good sense of how to write for the flute, though. And these are pieces written for flute and guitar. And this particular piece is called Pé de Meleque, and it's all of the movements that we're going to be playing relate to some kind of a candy or sweet. And so this one is kind of like a peanut brittle. It's like a pressed peanuts and molasses kind of thing. So,
oh my gosh.
So Pé de Meleque, it's a samba choro.
And Richard, why don't you move your microphone a little bit closer to the heart of your guitar there, and we will hear that Machado. Suzanne Bona, flute, Richard Goring, guitar, with music by a contemporary Brazilian composer. And you might hear that piece tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal Church when they are performing together. Suzanne and Richard, joined by Barbara McKenzie, piano, and the Talis Chamber Orchestra. Also, Richard and Suzanne will be performing here in the MC Ernie Gallery Sunday morning, between maybe 10 and 12, we're having a Sunday brunch, and you can still come to that. We do have a few tickets left. Just go to whqr.org and sign up for the Sunday brunch, but you must sign up before 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've got a couple of minutes left. Suzanne and Richard, first of all, thank you for walking in the door not knowing that
you're
going to be playing live and being willing just to grab your instruments and go with that. In the time we have left, let's talk about what folks will hear this evening at St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Jamila, you know, I have a philosophy that the more you love music, the more music you love.
Ah.
And, you know, I think that, yeah, there probably will be some people who are expecting an all-Baroque program. I play a modern flute. I actually don't play a Baroque flute. And so what we've tried to do, we've sort of made this connective thread with the music, and we've tried to, there's going to be some Bach, but then we've also tried to sort of broaden out and find some music and or composers that have some connection to that. I mean, musicians of all genres have this sort of reverence, and, you know, Bach is sort of the gold standard no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a little bit of Bach, we've got a few more movements of this Machado we just played, we've got some music music by Astor Piazzolla.
Oh, I love Piazzolla. Yeah, tangos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, great tango master.
The Carulli that you played before, we're going to be playing that piece as well. What else we have, Richard? Oh, the Beezer. Why don't you talk about the Beezer?
Oh, I love that.
We're playing two songs, two arrangements by Robert Beezer of some Appalachian folk tunes. The first one is The House Carpenter.
Oh, yes.
And the second one is Cindy, which is actually a medicine show song, but wonderful
stuff. You should bring some bottles of a magic elixir along.
I will bring snake oil.
Bring snake oil. I knew that you looked like somebody I'd seen before. Selling
somebody
snake
you can
oil
trust.
In a mountains. That's right. Oh, my gosh. So a really wide variety of music tonight.
And some Mozart and some John Rutter, too. I think people who know choral music probably know John Rutter. He wrote a beautiful piece that features flute called The Sweet Antique, and that's what I'm going to play with Barbara.
Oh, good, because John Rutter is a composer we feature a lot on the air here, but I don't think I've ever heard that piece. What's it called again?
It's called Sweet Antique, and it's actually based on some Baroque forms, but given sort of a more modern musical language.
And that will be with Barbara McKenzie at the piano and you, flute?
Yes.
But just the two of you?
Exactly.
Where does the Talis Chamber Orchestra come in? What part of the program are they joining you for?
We will be playing the middle movement of the Mozart Flute Concerto in D major. Ooh. It's just a beautiful, lovely, serene piece, and we had our rehearsal last night. It was just great. I can't wait.
How many people are in the Talis Chamber Orchestra? Just kind of off the top of your head.
I want to say maybe there were like a dozen playing, some mostly strings and then a horn, oboe, and a few other instruments. But it's going to be terrific. It's such a lovely, lovely piece. And Mozart, of course, was an enormous fan of Bach and Handel.
Yes.
So that's that connective thread to Bach and to the Baroque.
Wonderful. While Suzanne Bona is here in town, she's the host of Sunday Baroque. She will be teaching a master class in flute tomorrow at UNCW. But tonight, all of us can go. The tickets, I believe, for tonight are $25. You can go to whqr.org. The concert is at 7:30 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. It will feature Suzanne Bona, Richard Goring, and many other friends. And remember, you can hear more of them at the Sunday brunch by calling in a reservation today. I should say webbing in. Go to whqr.org. Suzanne and Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.